It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's great to study the Word of God. We're in the book of John, John chapter 5. We're going to read verses 27, 28, and 29. And so please, if you would open your Bibles to John chapter 5, verses 27, 28, and 29, because I'd love for you to follow along with me if you would, please. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church, and we're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write me, I love hearing from you. Please, that you would write to Parkview Bible Church. The address is 18th and Church Street. The zip code is 62341, and the only change I would like for you to do is do box 43, and of course that's Hamilton, Illinois. So please that you would write me a note. I'd love to hear that you're saved, that you love the feeding of the Word of God, whatever that has touched your heart, please that you would write, and we could pray for you, and but most important is that you recognize your sin and recognize that you need to be saved. Now that you have your Bibles open, we need to read now John chapter 5, verses 27, 28, and 29. Verse 27, "And hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin the study today. Father, I thank you for this opportunity. Please that you would guide and lead us as we search the Word and fellowship over the precious Word. I ask that you'll touch every heart that's listening, as I always enjoy, and my heart is touched by the study of the Word every time I open it up. Thank you, Lord. I ask that that always will be the case. It'll always continue to touch my heart, that I will never become cold to your Word. But I ask, Father, too, that not only for myself, but also for all that are listening, that every ear that hears these words will be touched by your power and strength, Lord, that they won't be the same ever again. And most of all, we know that they need to be saved. They need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus, trust in that precious, precious blood that was shed for them, and that as he died on the cross of Calvary for us, that we may live. Lord, thank you for that. Thank you that you died on the cross for us, made it so simple and so easy. And I ask that we make it so clear and so plain that no one misses it, that everyone will come to Jesus. And I can't imagine, Lord, anyone denying it. Those of us, Father, that are saved, that have been saved for a long time, help us to grow in your Word. Give us the direction and leadership that we need each and every day. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at the Word of God, we're going to take just a few minutes to go back. Last week we have looked at the two resurrections. We're going to look at those very quickly, and then we'll get on to the judgments today. And so again, if we would look at the verse 28, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." Don't be confused, because it's in the same verse that it's going to happen at the same time. There are two different resurrections, and one is of the resurrection of the of them that have done good, that's the resurrection of life, and them that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Now you can take that one verse of Scripture, you can take it for yourself and memorize it and quote it, and as you do that, why, you can say, well, if I act good, then I will go to heaven and I'll enjoy the resurrection of life, or if I am mean and nasty and evil, then I will have to face the resurrection of damnation. The way that you can do, the only way that you can do good, have done good, as the Scripture tells here in verse 29, is for you to come to the cross of Calvary and be saved. And we have Scripture verse after Scripture verse that confirms that. You need to be so careful, my friend, that you do not take away part of the Word of God to make it say what you want it to say. You have to take it from end to end, from the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation, that's the way you search the Word of God. We have to study the whole, all of the Word of God. It is God's living Word, and we must study it from cover to cover, not just take the bits and pieces out that we want and use it the way we want it. That is incorrect. It is not for our interpretation. It is by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God, that we know His will and His way, that we may know what He wants us to do and how we need to be saved. And so we know that it's not talking about just someone that tries to do good. We know that there is none good, no, not one. There is none righteous. There is no one that can come and enter into the presence of God on their own abilities, on their own life. We cannot, because we're sinners and we were born into sin, and we need to have a Savior to have that sin taken away from us. And then is only when we can be called good. And so we praise the Lord that we can stand before Him, and because He has given us this free gift, the grace of God has come to us that we may trust in Jesus and be saved. Those that have done good unto the resurrection of life. Until you trust in Jesus, you are not alive. You are dead in your trespasses and sins. And so see, as you walk through this life, you're just a dead body that's walking through it. And then we have, and them that have done evil. The way to do evil, my friend, is to walk without Jesus. Do not come to the cross of Calvary for salvation. Do not trust in Him, but trust in your own works. That is the way that you do evil. I don't care how good that you are in compared with someone else that you have around you, or a multitude of people. Maybe you're a very moral person. Maybe that you have tried to live up to the Ten Commandments. You've done everything that you can do. But for those folks that have done evil, those are the ones that have rejected the free gift of salvation, the Lord Jesus. They will have the resurrection of damnation. Now, these two resurrections are some thousand years apart from each other. And so as we look at the resurrection, it's a joy to read through some of these verses of Scripture. And I want you to, again, understand that it is the difference of being saved by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus, coming to the cross of Calvary, because Jesus died there outside of Jerusalem. He was nailed to that cross and He died there. And being man and God, being perfect, He was the only sacrifice that could take our sin away. And He did. But until you come by faith to Him, and that's involving your heart, you have to open your heart up to the Lord Jesus, turn unto Him, and He will save you, and He will keep you. Oh, it's wonderful to be a Christian. It's wonderful to walk after the Lord Jesus. And it's so sad that so many will have a part of the resurrection of damnation. Those that do evil reject Jesus. It's that simple. You cannot look at their life and see that he's good and he's bad, or she's good and she's bad, and so I know she's going to hell and he's going to hell, but she's going to heaven and he's going to heaven. It's not that simple for us to do it. It is very simple to know you're going to heaven, and it is, I guess, very simple to know you're going to hell, because if you reject Jesus, you're going to hell. If you trust in Jesus, you're going to heaven. It's about as simple as I can make it, as clear as I can make it. So it's up to you from here on out. Let's read now some of these verses of Scripture, and you will hear me, if you listen on, you'll hear me many times tell you how to be saved. And so when I say it's up to you, it is, but you will hear me again and again tell you that it's so sweet and so wonderful and so necessary to come to the Lord Jesus and be saved. Let's look at a couple verses of Scripture here for the resurrection. And again, I don't mean to take so much time, but it's so important that we see these things. And even though it's a repeat of last time we were together a little bit, I'm going to read them very quickly and we'll move on. Luke chapter 14, verse 14. Luke 14, 14. Let me turn to it here, Luke 14, 14. I hope that you're turning to it too. And thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. Now, I would like to go back to the Old Testament, because there was an Old Testament quote that I did not have for you last time we were together, and I want you to see that. And you'll find that in Daniel. And I hope that you can find it, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel. Please that you look to Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12. It's not a very big book. It's kind of easy to flip by if you miss it. But Ezekiel is usually easier to find. So you find Ezekiel, Daniel's next. And you go to Daniel chapter 12. Chapter 12, verse 2. Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. You know, as again we look, we have the resurrections. We have the resurrection of the just, and we have the resurrection of the unjust. We have the resurrection of life. We have the resurrection of damnation. Many times through the Word of God, you'll find those in the same verse of Scripture. But there is a thousand years between those two resurrections. Let's go now to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians, we're through the Word of God. And again, I'm trying to go very quickly. This is review. For 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, and the Lord himself shall ascend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. What beautiful words of comfort. I should have started just a little sooner than that. I should have started with verse 15. So if you'll allow me to read that, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them that are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with a trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. This is speaking of the believer's walk. As you study the Word of God, and as we come on into the judgments, you need to see and understand that many times the exact words are not listed, but when we know and we have studied, we know that that is talking only to believers. And so here, as the Lord Jesus comes, he is coming for those that not only have died in the Lord Jesus and have had to go into the grave, but then also for those that are still alive at that time when that takes place, and it could take place any time. As he would come and the trump would sound, and those that are dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain will follow. Oh, what a reunion that will be. And it's a glorious, and we will be part of the first resurrection, as the Scripture tells us. Now, if we would go to Revelation chapter 20, verse 4, Revelation 20, verse 4, that's easier to find because it's way back in the back of your Bible, Revelation 24, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark unto their foreheads, or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. What a beautiful verse of Scripture. And the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part of the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now we want to have a part of the first resurrection. Now we are going to rule and reign, and it's very clear now for the first time as I'm reading it, blessed and holy is he that hath part of the first resurrection. On such the second hath no power. We praise the Lord for that. We look at verse 5, but the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. The second resurrection is going to take place 1,000 years later. And so as we look at the resurrection, we know that the Lord Jesus is the first resurrection, and we praise the Lord as He came out of the grave and brought some Old Testament saints with Him. We have record of that through the Word of God. And so the beginning of the first resurrection was with that, as that took place, as Jesus came out of the grave alive and raised some, just a handful. And then He comes and takes the church. And we found that back in 1 Thessalonians, where that He, the trump will sound, and that's us. We're during that time right now. And those that have died during this time, during the last 2,000 years, if Jesus would come this very instant, all those that have died in Jesus, trusting in Jesus for the last 2,000 years, would be raised from their grave. And as they would be raised, just those believers, those that do not know Jesus Christ will remain in the grave. And it tells us very clearly right here in verse 5, but the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. And again, it confirms this is the first resurrection. And then as you go into the tribulation period, we have many folks here listed that come out of the tribulation period, them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, for the Word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received the mark in his forehead. So we know, see, it's talking about some of those tribulation saints there that will be part of that first resurrection, or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. And so, see, they become a part of the first resurrection with us. So it begins with the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and it comes through 2,000 years to now, and it may go another 1,000 years or 5,000 years. I don't know. Whenever He comes again to take His church away, not the second coming, but the rapture of the church, He'll meet us in the air, and at that time then He will take us home. Then the tribulation begins. Upon the beginning of the time of the tribulation, those that die during that time of the tribulation, they become part of the first resurrection. And so we know, according to these verses of Scripture and Revelation, that there are the first resurrection. That's the one that you want to be a part of. You can be there by coming by faith to Jesus. There is a second resurrection. That second resurrection is, as we found in John chapter 5, that the resurrection of the damnation, and that is something that's going to take place 1,000 years later. And so, be a part of the first resurrection. Please be a part of that. Now, we have looked through these scripture verses. Now, we are going to read on now because we have looked mostly at the resurrection of the saints, the first resurrection. I said last time as we ended that we would be spending some time with the not only the second resurrection, but the second resurrection and the judgment, the great white throne judgment. And those are things that come so closely together, because the resurrection of the damned, of the resurrection of damnation, the resurrection of those that have done evil, those that have denied such an opportunity to come to Jesus, those two events are together, the resurrection and the judgment. And so we're going to look at this first then. We're going to look at the great white throne judgment, and not the judgment seat of Christ. There are as two resurrections, the resurrection of life, the resurrection of damnation. There are also two judgments, and they are listed as the judgment seat of Christ, which is for the saved, and we will look at many verses of Scripture to that. And there is the great white throne judgment, which is the judgment of the lost, those that have not trusted in Jesus. Now, many people question, where do you see that the one judgment is for the saved, the other is for the lost? I ask you to listen very carefully here as we look again, or continue to look, at Revelation chapter 20, and we're going to begin reading in this book. Now, we have already read verses 4 through 6. And let me just read very quickly. I want you to hear this again. And I saw, Revelation 20, verse 4, I hope you have your Bibles open. I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus. We're talking about believers here very clearly, aren't we? and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, these are things that's going to take place during the tribulation, neither had received his mark upon the forehead or upon the hands, again, something that's going to take place during the tribulation. They did not take either one of those marks. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. See what it gained them? And now the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part of the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. The second death. Now keep that in mind. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. We're not going to take time right now, but I would like for you to write down Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, concerning that we will become and they shall be priests of God. Oh, it's a joy to be part of the priesthood, the holy priesthood. And if you would read Revelation 1, 5, and 6, and 1 Peter 2, verses 1 through 5, it'll confirm that if you become a true believer in Jesus Christ, you will become a priest as well. Be part of that holy priesthood. Now, as we continue to read, and I'm going to continue to read in verse 7 so that you can see that I'm keeping it in context. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. He was loosed. He was placed in prison and kept captive for this 1,000 years. But at the end, there's a short season, he's loosed. And shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, and the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beasts and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. You see what happened to the one you're following if you've chosen not to trust in Jesus? That's his doom. You wonder why he's working so hard to keep people from being saved and so hard to keep people away from a Bible-preaching church and a soul-winning church is because, and he does not want you to hear the true gospel. That's the reason that so many churches have left the Word of God and they preach a social gospel. They preach a Reader's Digest scripture, and that's so sad, my friend. Stay in the Word of God. Find a church that does if yours doesn't. If time is short. Again, I'll read. And the devil that deceived them were cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Tormented. Tormented. You think, I've heard people say, this is hell on earth. This is nothing. This is nothing, my dear friend. You need to come to the Lord Jesus. He's turned loose to deceive all he can do, all at the tail end, at the end of that 1,000 years. Okay, now we're coming up to the great white throne judgment, verse 11. I hope you have your scripture open so that you can see this. And I saw a great white throne. This is what we've called the great white throne judgment. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Sea gave up the dead that were in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This is the great white throne, and we're calling it the great white throne judgment, because this is the judgment of the lost. We are not speaking of the saved. It has nothing to do with the saved. We are talking about the devil, his demons, and all through all the centuries that have been tricked and deceived by them. That is who is involved in a part of this. Now, I want you to see very carefully that we are talking about those that are lost. We have the books, and we have singular book. Now, your name must be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Singular book. As you look through the Scriptures, you'll find that every time that a lost person, every event, every breath that a person takes, it's recorded. And yes, if you think you're good enough and you can stand up before a holy God and say, I'm good enough to get into your heaven, well, you'll find that you're not. You'll find that you're so short, you need Jesus Christ as your Savior. And you must come to the Lord Jesus. Those books were opened. Look at verse 12. We have, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. These dead are the ones, as we look over here in the John chapter 5, verse 29, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life. These are those that are dead. Dead in their trespasses and sins. These are talking to only lost people. Only people that have died without Jesus. People that are still alive without Jesus. All that have had to face a horrible death. Look what we find here. As we look at the earlier, and I saw a great throne and him that sat upon it, and whose face upon the earth, and heavens fled away, and there was not found place for them. Oh, my friend, as we look into the Word of God, we find that all was in verse 9, and they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about in the beloved city, but fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. They were destroyed. And oh, my friend, as we look at those that have rejected Jesus, have rejected this free gift, they're going to stand with the books. Now, just look very carefully at these verses, these few verses of Scripture, because we have listed the books were opened. But do you realize that God even opens up the book, His book, the Lamb's Book of Life? He looks into that book. That book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. You know, both books were opened. Both books were opened. The books of the works of every man, but also the Lamb's Book of Life. But you know what's missing in the Lamb's Book of Life, in that book? Is the name of every person that refused to come by faith to Jesus. That is missing in the Lamb's Book of Life. All your works are recorded. Every one of them. If you think you're good enough, don't think God's going to cheat you, because every work, everything you have ever done in your life, so good as you may think you might be, everything is recorded. But you are dead in your trespasses and sin, and you're going to die, my friend, and you're going to be as the devil, cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Do you remember what we'd read earlier concerning the first resurrection? We had read that those are that have part of the first resurrection have no worry of the second death. Let's look to see in the verses of Scripture here. And the rest of the dead lived not again till 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Verse 6, blessed, I'm in chapter 20 of Revelation, blessed and holy is he that hath part of the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. What are we looking at here? Over in verse 14, death and hell was cast in the lake of fire. This is the second death. The believer has no concern of that. He'll never have to face that. A lost person does. My friend, that book, the Lamb's Book of Life, is open. Is your name written in it? Or are you going to take your chances? Is your name written? And it says, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. It doesn't matter what list of works that you have. It matters whether your name is written in the single book, the Lamb's Book of Life, as a believer. This is only talking to the great white throne, is only involving those that are lost. My friend, we're going to pick up on this next time we're together, and then we'll look at the judgment seat of Christ as well. But it's so important that you do not miss, my friend, that your name must be written down. And there's only one way that it can be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and that is if you come by faith to Jesus, do it now. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?